Now, the cause of most diseases in humankind is either infective or genetic or environmental. And so too for the neurodegenerative disorders, most researchers and scientists have thought that the cause is either genetic or environmental. And Parkinson's disease is certainly no different. And for many years, there's been a debate whether the environment causes Parkinson's disease or genetics is the cause. And back in the 1800s, genetics was first identified as a potential contributor to Parkinson's disease because it was noticed that in a Parkinson patient's family, there were more similarly affected individuals, relatives, than might be expected by chance. But the debate has swung backwards and forwards between genetics and the environment. So let me begin by summarizing the contribution of the environment to the cause of Parkinson's disease. And the next slide summarizes the identified confirmed causes of Parkinson's disease in the environment. There aren't any. So there are no confirmed causes of Parkinson's disease induced by pure environmental factors. But there are some modifying factors, things that can increase or decrease your risk of Parkinson's disease. So for many years it's been known that pesticides, herbicides, living in the countryside, farming, increases the risk for Parkinson's disease. Although it's fair to say that that increase is relatively small. Solvent exposure, carbon tetrachloride, dry cleaning fluids, etc., seem to increase the risk, but again, small. Doctors and teachers seem to be more at risk of developing Parkinson's disease than other professions. Individuals with red hair, of course, that's much more likely to be genetic because it's not what color you dye your hair, it's what color you're born with. And interestingly, low vitamin D levels, exposure to sunshine, but also the metabolism may be genetic. So low vitamin D levels can increase the risk for Parkinson's disease. And these factors which increase the risk on the left-hand side do so fairly robustly, fairly reproducibly in different studies, but at a relatively small level. Now, on the other hand, there are some things that decrease the risk for Parkinson's disease. Smoking cigarettes. And the more you smoke, the less your risk. So there is a dose response. And this is not a result of the fact that people who smoke a lot get lung cancer and heart disease and die before they could get Parkinson's disease. No, this is a true effect. We don't know why. Drinking coffee and without declaring any conflict of interest, having a Starbucks double espresso a day will reduce your risk of developing Parkinson's disease quite substantially. Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, some antihypertensive or blood pressure drugs like isradipine, some of these are associated with a reduced risk for Parkinson's disease. And black hair, like mine, reduces the risk too. And another chemical in the blood, hyurate, can reduce the risk. But of course, that too may be more a reflection of genetics as opposed to environment. So these are the modifying factors of the environment, in part at least. So when we think about genetics and the environment and the cause, this has been the traditional approach of science. You either have genetic or you have environmental, or maybe the two mixed together to combine to cause the disease. But I think an interesting and perhaps different way to look at this is that in fact environment influences our genetics in ways that we're only just now beginning to understand. So the genetics, that is to say the DNA within our cells, can be itself modified by some of the things that we do, some of the things we're exposed to. Some of these things happen by chance, others not. But maybe it's the influence of the environment on genetics which then induce the disease that might be a fruitful way to think about taking this forward. So let me turn now to the cause of Parkinson's disease and genetics. Well, this, in contrast to the environment, has been an extremely fruitful area of research. Numerous different genes have now been identified as being potentially causes of Parkinson's disease. And the first identified almost 20 years ago. That was a mutation in the protein alpha-synuclein, the one I pointed out to you earlier, the one that's in Lewy bodies. A mutation in that disease is the first identified cause of genetic Parkinson's disease. And other mutations in that gene have been identified. Even multiplications of that gene, that's to say, normally you have two of those copies in your DNA, but sometimes three, sometimes four. And the more copies you have, the greater your risk of Parkinson's disease. So alpha-synuclein is clearly an important factor, but a rare cause of Parkinson's disease. Mutations in other genes, like Parkin mutations, DJ1, PINK, LRRK2, etc. All of these are important discoveries. They're relatively uncommon, perhaps with the exception of the LRRK2 mutations. It's estimated that approximately 0.5% of the UK population with Parkinson's disease may have a LRRK2 mutation. But these overall are relatively uncommon, estimated, for instance, to account for maybe 5, 10, 15% of Parkinson's disease at most. But the most recent and most exciting advance in the genetics of Parkinson's disease has already been indicated, and that is the glucocerebrosidase gene.